USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A judge has ruled that several of Minnesota's abortion restrictions violate the state constitution. Ramsey County District Court Judge Thomas Gilligan ruled against the state's 24-hour waiting period after consulting with a health care provider. He also did away with the requirement that young people notify both parents before they can receive abortion care and other rules. The ruling took effect immediately. At least one group is calling for an appeal. Scientists are keeping an eye on a new COVID-19 variant called BA.2.75. It's not clear if it could cause more serious illness than other Omicron variants, including the more prominent BA5. The latest mutation has been spotted in India and appears to be spreading faster than other variants there. The Dow and the S&P 500 closed down on Wall Street Monday. However, the NASDAQ closed up. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A federal judge is saying the trial will go on for one-time advisor to former President Trump, Steve Bannon. He faces contempt of Congress charges after refusing for months to cooperate with the House Select 1-6 Committee. The trial is scheduled to start next week, despite Bannon saying Saturday that he is now prepared to testify. Bannon argued that his testimony is protected by Trump's claim of executive privilege, but he was fired from the Trump administration in 2017, making him a private citizen. One American is among the three that were gored Monday during a fifth bull run at Pamplona's San Fermin Festival. Three others were left with bruises. It was the first run with gorings in the festival this year. Three more daily bull runs are scheduled before the end of the festival on Thursday. Two are dead and three were wounded after shootings at four 7-Eleven stores in Southern California. Authorities are looking for a lone gunman in at least three of the shootings. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The family of Jaylen Walker say protests for justice should be peaceful and condemn city leaders in Akron, Ohio for not doing anything publicly to express regret for Walker's death. Bobby DiCello is the family's attorney.
As a family, we stand for nonviolence, but we encourage protest. We encourage the First Amendment exercise of the pain and the suffering that's been visited upon this family and this community.
Walker, who was black, was shot and killed by police. He was wounded more than 60 times by officers who tried to stop the 25-year-old for alleged traffic and equipment violations. Multiple protests in the city have taken place in the week since his death. Some of the downtown businesses were damaged, prompting officials to start a curfew. Funeral services are set for Wednesday. HRA Pharma is seeking permission to sell a birth control pill over-the-counter, setting up a big decision for regulators. Hormone-based pills have long been the most common form of birth control in the United States. The French drug maker's application includes years of research intended to show the FDA that women can safely screen themselves for health risk and use the pill safely at home. On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 164 points. The NASDAQ gained 263 points. The S&P 500 was off nearly 45 points. Listen to us anytime, anywhere at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.